first off, we'll be conferring with people before they engage in civil disobedience and help them in their strategy. And then once they are arrested, then we'll be straight up representing them. We'll be based around McPherson Square, where there will be, McPherson Square is going to be the center of really serious civil disobedience and disruption with regard to the inauguration. And then after that, we'll be going down to the jail to bond people out, work on their arraignments, and set them up going forward. So fully representing people.
So you are based in Denver, but you're going to set up this temporary office in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, yeah. So it's, I mean, I'm licensed in Washington, D.C., and I've done work there. So it might as well use the license as long as I have it. And so you're going to use it to support the kind of people who are brave and real enough to engage in civil disobedience and show the rest of the world that Trump does not represent America and we're not happy about the way the country is now going.
We're hearing about a lot of attorneys who are raising concerns about encroachment on civil liberties, offering their services. I mean, is this something that you're seeing? Well, obviously, there's a need around the inauguration, given so many people are planning on showing up in Washington, D.C. to protest or to be present in some form. But are you concerned about a squashing of civil protest as we go forward under a Trump administration?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, what the Trump administration is doing is extending what's already been happening, which is taking people and stepping on their First Amendment rights by saying, okay, sure, you can protest, but only in something we call a free speech zone, which is usually miles away, and in this case, it's miles away from the inauguration site, in these cages, so people are herded into there like cattle, and they say, okay, great, there's your First Amendment rights. And if people refuse to go into the free speech zones, then they are arrested. So people are effectively being arrested for simply engaging in their First Amendment rights and expressing their grievances against what they consider to be the rising of corporate fascism in America. So they the protest as it's set up by the government right now does not comply with people's First Amendment rights. Now, secondly, is that once people say, okay, we're going to engage in disruption and civil disobedience, which there's a great American tradition here, when they engage in that, the government comes at them so ferociously that they try to make examples of people and actually give them real jail time for standing up for what's right and what's real in our Constitution. So there's two ends. So my law office and what we're going to be doing is coming in when the government is arresting people and trying to really make examples of them and injure them and injure their constitutional rights via incarceration and make sure that people don't have to do any more time than is necessary, and we don't believe they should be doing any time at all. But yeah, we're going to be defending them against a government that has no interest in doing its job, which is defending and protecting their First Amendment right to dissent.
Well, I just spoke with a Colorado organizer of the Women's March on Washington, and they're trying to encourage women from all around the country, specifically Colorado, to go to Washington, D.C. for the big Women's March. So you did say that part of what you're doing is to strategize with people in advance of any potential civil disobedience. For people who are listening who are now encouraged to maybe go and participate in one of the events, for example, the Women's March, what would you give them as advice? What would you advise them before they were to participate in something like this?
Call me. Call our law office. Let's meet. If you're coming out from Colorado and you're good enough and a caring enough person to go out and protest at the inauguration, then we are happy to meet with you for free and to talk about how to achieve exactly what it is you want to achieve. Without, you know, incurring any extra punishment or any extra charges or simply just protesting there. So we're here to offer free consultation that way. Now, secondly, is that there's all sorts of ways to prepare for protest. First off, always have your ID, okay, because if you don't have your ID, then you stay in the system longer. Always have a support network so that if you are arrested, people know where you are. Put aside a little bit of money for bail and bond, like, you know, $200 or $300, and have somebody know how to get to that in case they don't release you on your own recognizance so somebody could bail you out. And if you're a pot smoker, make sure you don't have any cannabis on you because they hold you for possession of weed. It happens to a lot of people out there. They forget that they have a little something on them. So make sure that you're clean and that you're okay and that you go into this and so you minimize any potential liability and you can get in and out of the system as quickly as possible.
Now, I know you're going to be locating in Washington, D.C. for this particular period of time, but there also will be protests and demonstrations and marches happening in cities around the country, including right here in Denver. So what's your advice to folks who are going to be participating in something not in Washington, D.C., but in another community?
It's the same advice. Everything is connected. We need to create a time of disruption in this country, at least for ourselves. And so the advice is the same. You know, minimize your liability with regard to being held into the system. Have your IDs on you. Make sure that you're clean. Make sure that you don't, if you don't want to pick up a resisting arrest charge once you are arrested, then go with the cops. If your intent is to say, we want to resist, then resist. And, yeah, we're all connected here. And that would be my advice, would be the same that I would give to people who are staying in Denver and around the country, the same as I would give to people who are going to D.C.